Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Demi Lovato and who's the other guy on the song?
All Time Low and Black Bear.
Mm-hmm. There's a story about her. I guess there's a documentary coming up.
Yeah. I watched the trailer.
That song. That song was sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good song.
Go on.
She is talking about her OD. From a couple years back, and she had like 3 strokes and a heart attack. They're like, she's gonna die.
Yeah,
she still can't drive from it.
Yeah, she has like vision spots and brain damage. So I'll tell you the story in the music news, but it's just, oh man, she's a kid. What is she, mid-20s?
I think she's my age.
Oh really? 27?
Yeah. Oh, she's old.
Oh gosh, old. Wicked old. She's pushing 30.
Dusty,
crusty, musty.
She's 28, so she's a year old.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had no idea it was that serious.
Yeah, well, you know, look.
ODing, an OD, an often ODs. Ends in death, so serious. She's lucky. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 3 strokes. Woo. Yikes. The Sarah and Vinny Show is brought to you by, the Celebrity Trash is brought to you by The Sarah and Vinny Show. Not this show. The special, we have a new show, you guys.
Oh, yeah.
It's called the Saturday Morning Special. Just when you thought, yeah, I've had enough of them for the week. No. Turns out Saturday morning, you get us too. Catch the best clips of the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show on Saturdays. It's 6 to 10 a.m. every Saturday. So it's like a sixth day of this show. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you're getting up, you know, you work on Saturdays, you get a little morning show
People
action.
People get withdrawal, you know. They just want to hear a little bit
oh,
more.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Nobody ever gets sick of us. So, yeah, the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show on Saturdays. It's called the Saturday Morning Special. Mm-hmm. Adorable.
Super cute.
Yeah. Does it start this Saturday?
Yep.
Well, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Then now we're promoting it. We got a promo going for that?
Yep.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Woo, look at that.
Yeah. Well, you know, the promo's great, too. I heard it.
Our
guys.
Is it?
Our boy Rage. Guy's amazing.
Oh, Rage.
Rage.
He's great.
Let's
hear it. I
want to
hear the promo. Where's the promo?
Oh, God. I didn't have that.
Doesn't he wear the fanciest cologne, that Rage?
He does douse himself. It's true.
I love that
he's cute.
Matches,
I like Rage. He's very, he's a very, like, enthusiastic, earnest kind of dude. Like, yeah. Yeah. Oh, I can do that. Yeah. Like, he's really, a lot of cologne, though. Bottom line.
You know, can I just share something with you real quick?
You can. Go.
So, there are a couple texts that came through. This is my favorite thing about texts is when one says, I love that guy, Scott. And the next one says, that guy, Scott, should die. Like, you just go,
yes.
Two people in the same. Anyway, someone wrote in and said, I'm proud of you for sharing. The next person writes, tell Vinny to stop being a Sally. I agree. Well, I
look,
was being a Sally.
Everyone. You weren't being a Sally.
You
talked about something real. Listen, I think about you all the time going surfing. Mm-hmm. And then I almost, you know, there's part of me that doesn't want to hear the bad stories because I already have enough fears of drowning and sharks and all the bad things that can happen. But I know how much you love it. I'm glad you shared it.
Here's another one, 650. OMG, Vinny has no idea what PTSD is. I didn't say I had that. I had something going on, but it wasn't. I don't think it was that. I think you need to be at war for post-traumatic stress disorder,
no,
right?
You just have to have had a trauma.
Yeah, I think that it. That
stop being a puss, bro. It's look, I just told you that.
Stop being a judgy MF-er.
Yeah.
Well, I actually don't disagree with that person.
Those things are serious. I actually appreciate you say that kind of stuff. Like,
right?
You know, I think about you all the time, too. And not even just surfing or the crazy waves. Like, the fact that if you're on the shore, it could be crazy dangerous. You
yes.
know, you don't know if the tide's going to creep up on you and swipe your kids away.
Well, that I actually wouldn't let happen. But going out and being in the water can be dangerous. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. I just think it's funny that people immediately go, right. You puss.
Well, look, I think it's important that people talk about what they experience and what they're going through. And I think that those are shared things. And I don't think that it does. I mean, look, PTSD, war, absolutely. I can't even imagine being a soldier in a war and seeing that
right.
kind of horror. But there are plenty of things that can traumatize a person. Plenty
well,
of
that
them.
Was my
Almost
point
dying,
was, I don't think I had that. I think I had what amounts to an anxiety attack or something like that. But
well,
I definitely don't. I would catch myself hyperventilating and be like, you got to calm down.
Did you watch the fourth season of Strike yet?
I haven't. Wait a minute. No, I haven't finished it. Oh, my. You know what's weird? I keep finding myself going, I forgot I haven't finished that show yet. You just reminded me. I haven't finished it yet.
Because she's having some, she's been attacked and has had some stuff. And she's having some anxiety and some PTSD, like PTSD. Is that what it's called? PTSD?
Uh-huh, PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder. Mm-hmm. So she's having a little of that too. And listen, it's not just for war. Right. Anyway, you were going to play the promo for the Saturday morning special?
Oh, yeah, I can. It's all you guys, really. It's with the magic of rage. But
yeah, let's hear the magic of rage. Because I remember cutting this. It was like, join us on Saturday for the Saturday morning special.
Yeah, you guys sound like a bunch of robots.
Okay, so robots. Wake
up. Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny, and we've got Saturday plans. Yeah!
Some of the best of moments from the week before and some all-time favorites.
Oh, my God. Fabulous.
Sarah and Vinny's Saturday morning special.
Every Saturday morning from 6 to 10 on Alice at 97.3.
Meet you there.
Meet you there.
Boy, we haven't sent anyone out into the street for new audio clips in a while,
have
we? No,
those are the same.
Well, it's still magic. You know, that guy has to pull it together.
Yeah, he knows how to put it together.
That's great.
I'm sure that took an hour.
At least.
Anywho, here we go with Celebrity Trash. Time magazine have a list of up-and-coming influencers. Influencers are the thing to be these days. It pays pretty well if you can get a bunch of followers on Instagram and start influencing them. People will pay you to wear their stuff and use their products. But that's not really what this is about. This is about sort of like an overall influence that people are having on each other. These are the 100 next big influencers.
Oh.
All right.
The young up-and-comers. No, DeJesus is not. She's number 101. Oh. She almost made it, but she didn't.
Barely.
These are the young up-and-comers who will be leading the way.
I'm going home early, guys. Yes. Bye.
Well, she's influenced me to stop right now. If we're all going home. So these are 100 big influencers that Time magazine says will be leading the way in the not-too-distant future. One of the biggest names on the list has only really been an influencer for a month now, and it's Amanda Gorman. Her Amanda poetry Gorman. Stole the show at both the inauguration and the Super Bowl. Yep. Some of the other names that you'd recognize, because it's a very long list, for the musicians category, Dua Lipa, Olivia Rodrigo, she's the driver's license girl, Doja Cat, Lil Baby, Phoebe Bridgers, Chloe and Haley, and Luke Combs. For actors, and I can look a few of these up, John David Washington. This guy is Denzel's kid.
Oh.
He's in the new movie Tenet.
Oh, he's in
good.
Tenet?
He's good. He's a handsome guy, and he's really good.
He is also a football running back.
Oh. Was
he
or
played,
is?
He, it looks like he was. He played college at Morehouse college football at Morehouse College and signed with the St. Louis Rams as an undrafted free agent in 2006. Huh. So
he's also in a new movie on Netflix, Malcolm and Marie with Zendaya.
Oh,
it's getting,
really?
Like a lot of good reviews.
Okay.
So
he's one to watch, you guys. He's a future influencer. They've got Ana de Armas. That's the Ben Affleck girlfriend. She was also, I think she's the beautiful holographic girl in Blade Runner 2049 or whatever that one was called.
Yeah, 2049.
And Knives Out, and she dated Ben Affleck, and when they broke up, he took a giant life-size poster of her and chucked it outside.
No.
Yeah. Florence Pugh, she's an English actress. She made her professional debut in a mystery film called The Falling. And she is in the new Olivia Wilde movie that we have talked about a few times because Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles hooked up on that. I think Florence Pugh is the lead actress in that. It's called Don't Worry, Darling. Lakeith Stanfield, he's an actor and rapper from Victorville, California. They've got him in here. And Anya Taylor-Joy, that's the Queen's Gambit chick. Solid pick. She is amazing. Just, I think her, and listen, I get that she didn't pick her own wardrobe for that movie, but damn, she looks smashing and like just mesmerizing in every scene. If you haven't watched The Queen's Gambit, I envy you because you have a great show ahead of you.
Well, I can't wait.
Oh, you haven't watched it yet?
I haven't watched a lot. I want to watch so many things. You guys talk about.
Neither. I haven't
watched
that yet.
It's really good.
Watch. It's so good.
I really like it.
You won't be able to put
it
down.
It's award season is here. And I looked at the list of shows for awards at the, I think it's the SAG Awards that I was looking at, but there's not a lot to choose from. Mm.
Well, right. I mean, people are holding their stuff until the world gets back to
Queen's
normal.
Queen's Gambit's going to crush.
Chances are good.
And speaking of awards, actually, I just wanted to throw this in here. The Oscars, it's going to have an in-person show. And it will be at the Dolby Theater in Los Angeles, but also from multiple other locations. So it's a total hybrid. Let's see if I can find the date when this is going to happen. But the Academy Awards have been planning for multiple scenarios for their annual telecast. And I think it's an voting occurs March 5th through 9th. Nominations will come out on March 15th. And they don't have a date here.
I heard that it's just sometime in April.
April?
Yeah.
That makes sense. Usually it's a February show, isn't it?
But they
pretty close
it
to the Super Bowl. Yeah, well, that's good luck to everybody doing all their things that they wanted to do at the right time each year. So the Academy Awards are totally changing up, too. But
are you
you're
looking
right,
for the date for the Academy Awards?
Yes.
It says April 25th.
Oh, 25th.
It's a Sunday night.
So if you're trying to have yourself a virtual Oscars party, that's your date. All right, back to this is a list I'm doing from Time Magazine, their list of up and coming influencers.
Did you just finger gun me? Okay.
Our Zoom meeting is this is my favorite part of our show now. I just watch everybody in there.
No background today?
I know.
Oh, I know. I keep forgetting to drag it over. I'll drag it over.
Oh, look at that coffee table.
I know. Isn't that amazing?
Now we know you're
well
still home.
Done.
Thank you. We got that for free on Nextdoor.
Oh, geez.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I love Nextdoor. Well, I love getting things for free on Nextdoor. John's the one who's always, he's always like, oh, I want to say it. I'm like, don't write back. You do not want to be in a fight with someone in the neighborhood. Because that's the thing, man. People are going at it on there. Anyway, back to this list.
You don't have to be on there as your own name, though, right? Couldn't you?
No, I'm on there as my own name. Stupidly, I signed up and I, oh, you know.
But are you telling me that anyone who meets John on any normal occasion, they'll meet the most mild-mannered, nicest, polite, curly-haired,
so I know,
cute little guy.
He's a munchkin. Like, he's adorable.
Yeah. But you're telling me there's another side to him where he's ready to go to war.
He gets so mad
on
about the things that get
door.
Posted. Yeah, he'll sit there and read me the threads. He's like, I just want to write them. I want to write a reply to this. And then his favorite thing, though, is Tommy Igo lives in our neighborhood. And so he's on Nextdoor, and he is in fights with people. Like, he's in a fight right. with, like, 16-year-olds.
He's in fights, like, on Instagram.
It's all
he's
he wants
constantly.
To do. Constantly in a fight.
Right. That's what the internet's for, apparently, if you're him.
It turns out. I mean, I'm like, what, Instagram's not enough for you to be in a fight on? You got to be in a fight with your neighbors, too? I mean, he's, like, yelling. He's telling the kid, I'm going to meet you down at the kid's like, what are we going to date? I'm like, oh, burn, Tommy. Oh, got ya. Anyway, you can also get free coffee tables on there.
All right.
Of course.
So,
can.
Yeah.
He screenshots stuff. This guy right here. And he'll just say a whole thing about him. Like, okay, dude.
Meanwhile,
circles the remark. This
it's
comment.
A 12-year-old in Poughkeepsie who used to look up to Tommy. But,
know.
You know.
Well, Tommy Igo just took a giant steaming dump on me. Oh. Maybe we should dump that. Anyway, back to the Time Magazine list of up-and-comers. I just have a couple things left here. For athletes, there's a guy from the Dallas Mavericks. His name is Luka Doncic. Doncic?
Yeah, well, Doncic. I think Doncic? It's Doncic.
Clemson University quarterback Trevor Lawrence, Olympic track and field star Sidney McLaughlin, and former WNBA star Renee Montgomery. And for politicians, they're talking about the two Georgia Senate candidates whose 2020 wins gave Democrats a majority in the House, Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff, and a couple Republicans, Ben Sasse and Adam Kinzinger. So there's 100 names on this list. It's the 100 up-and-coming influencers from Time magazine. And by magazine, I mean it's online. Oh, my God. Okay, I'm squeezing this one in because, look, Jason Sudeikis has given us the gift of Ted Lasso. Mm-hmm. And for his hard work, Olivia Wilde left him for Harry Styles. Don't worry, you guys. It looks like he's got a new girlfriend. Her name is Keeley Hazel. They've been friends for a while. In fact, he named a character Keeley in honor of his friend Keeley. Like in Ted Lasso, there's an influencer, kind of a model / actress / whatever, named Keeley. And she's, for the character, is apparently based on this friend of his. Her name is Keeley Hazel. And when Olivia Wilde dumped him, he turned to this friend for help, and it's turned into more than friendship.
I'm not surprised at all. Yeah. I think that often there are people out there who have someone that they like and mm-hmm. they're not with, but if that position opened up, I bet both of them were like, oh yeah, it's on.
There's a shot of her.
I can't tell, but I'm sure she's wonderful, right?
So she's a model.
He's a movie star.
Absolutely.
Of course he, you know.
Sure.
Hello.
Right. He's Ted Lasso. God, that's the best thing he's ever done. The Ted Lasso thing is just...
Well, he's... You know what? He has a lot to live up to.
He really does, because that first season is so perfect in its charm and wonderfulness. I only hope he can continue that magic.
Agreed.
All right, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
I'm going to tell you how to get free $600.
Oh.
Okay.
After
$600.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.